AI News by Conjero.
AWS is reframing SageMaker HyperPod as more than training infrastructure. Now it's being pitched as a place to run inference with built-in elasticity, simplified deployment, and automated resource management.
And the big claim is operational, less work to get models into production, plus total cost of ownership reductions that could reach 40% in the scenarios AWS is describing.
That sounds attractive, but inference is where flexibility runs into reliability. Production endpoints need predictable latency, while elastic systems want to move compute around as demand changes.
Exactly, so the real shift is architectural. Teams can't just treat this like a static endpoint with a few replica settings. Model packaging, routing, and memory use all become part of scaling.
And once scaling is dynamic, cold starts matter a lot. If a container needs time to warm up or reload state, those first requests after a scale event can look very different from steady traffic.
Which means latency-sensitive teams need guardrails up front, acceptable warm-up windows, pre-warming strategies, and fallback routing. Elasticity only helps if the service-level targets still hold.
Model size matters too. Large generative models, or smaller ones with heavy dependencies, can hit scaling friction fast if weights take too long to load or memory fragmentation gets in the way.
AWS is also emphasizing simpler deployment, and that could shorten time to production. But it still fits best for teams already using registries, CI/CD, and Canary or blue-green rollouts.
Right, because automation doesn't remove the need to test startup behavior, dependency resolution, serialization compatibility, and routing correctness in something close to production.
The cost story also depends on visibility. If you can't track utilization, queue depth, latency, and scale events in real time, then those savings are basically a guess.
And monitoring has to go beyond averages. Teams need to watch scale-up and scale-down frequency, warm-up time, memory use, model load times, and the traffic patterns that trigger bursts.
So the strongest fit is for organizations with mature MLOps. HyperPod can slot into model registries, deployment approval flows, observability, rollback logic, and security controls.
That governance piece is huge. More automation means a bigger blast radius if access policies, image provenance, or approvals are loose.
The bottom line is that HyperPod looks compelling, but only if teams are ready to treat inference as software infrastructure, versioned, measurable, and policy controlled.
AI News by Conjero.